When you hear that school bell, you know it is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And to be a good student in this school, you need to go get your Bible and pull up a chair and turn up your radio. And then follow along and listen attentively. And you will learn God's Word. We're studying in this Bible school old Sunday school lessons. And this is a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of October the 3rd, 1926. It is part of a series of lessons on early leaders of Israel, from Moses to Samuel. And this particular lesson has to do with Israel journeying toward Canaan. The lesson text is Numbers chapter 10, verses 11 through 36. You'll want to find in your Bible the book of Numbers. You'll start Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, the fourth book. I've heard it laconically said that God is not interested in Numbers, and someone said that can't be so. He has a book in the Bible called the Book of Numbers, and of course, that is because they were numbering the men that were able to conduct warfare, both when they went out of the land of Canaan and when they came to the out of the land of Egypt and when they came to the borders of the Promised Land. Because of that numbering, it's called the Book of Numbers. But we're going to be studying about Israel journeying toward Canaan. So turn to Numbers chapter 10. We'll begin reading there in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, if you're ready to follow along, I suspect that many of you will be following along with the King James Version of the Bible, and it'll be easy for you to follow along if that is the case. I, however, am reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. One of the differences you'll find between these two translations is where the King James Version calls God the Lord with capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, the American Standard Version has the name Jehovah. And so that's going to be one of the differences you may note as we read this together. But Numbers chapter 10, beginning in verse 11, and I'll read to the end of the chapter. And it came to pass, in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the month, that the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle of the testimony, and the children of Israel set forward according to their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud abode in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of Jehovah by Moses. And in the first place, the standard of the camp of the children of Judah set forward according to their host. And over his host was Nashon, the son of Amminadab. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Nethanel, the son of Zura. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. Numbers 10:17. And the tabernacle was taken down. And the sons of Gershon and the sons of Meriah, who bare the tabernacle, set forward. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set forward according to their host. And over his host was Elishur, the son of Shedeur. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Simeon was Shelumiel, the son of Jurashadiah. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Gad was Eliasaph, the son of Denuel. and the Kohath set forward, bearing the sanctuary. And the others did set up the tabernacle against their coming. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward, according to their host. And over his host was Elishama, the son of Amminahud. And over the host of the tribe of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gideoni. Numbers chapter 10 and verse 25. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan, which was in the rearward of all the camp, set forward according to their host. And over his host was Ahizer, the son of Amishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Asher was Pagiel, the son of Ochran. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. Thus were their journeyings of the children of Israel according to their host. And they set forward. Numbers chapter 10 and verse 29. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying into the place of which Jehovah said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For Jehovah hath spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to mine own land and to my kindred. And he said, Leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness. And thou shalt be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be, that what good soever Jehovah shall do unto us, the same we will do unto thee. Numbers chapter 10 and verse 33. And they set forward from the mount of Jehovah 3 days' journeys. And the ark of the covenant of Jehovah went before them 3 days' journey to seek out a resting place for them. And the cloud of Jehovah was over them by day when they set forward from the camp. Numbers chapter 10 and verse 35. And it came to pass when the ark was set forward that Moses said, Rise up, O Jehovah, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Jehovah, unto the 10,000s of the thousands of Israel. Now, the golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Numbers chapter 10 and verse 29, where we read, Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. The devotional reading is the 34th Psalm. And of this psalm, there's an inscription in the American Standard Version. It is called a Psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. Let me read to you the 34th Psalm. I will bless Jehovah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in Jehovah. The meek shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify Jehovah with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought Jehovah, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were radiant. Their faces were never be confounded. This poor man cried, and Jehovah heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of Jehovah encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that Jehovah is good. Blessed is the man that taketh refuge in him. Oh, fear Jehovah, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Jehovah shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of Jehovah. What man is he that desireth life, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Jehovah are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of Jehovah is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cried, and Jehovah heard, and delivered them out of all their troubles. Jehovah is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as are of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Jehovah delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be condemned. Jehovah redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that take refuge in him shall be condemned. So that's the reading, the 34th Psalm. And now we're going to proceed with this Sunday school lesson. It begins with a geographical note. By consulting a good map, the extent of the wilderness of Paran will be seen. It was a wide desert region, extending north from the wilderness of Sinai to Judea, and east from Egypt to Edom. In this wilderness, the children of Israel wandered 40 years. It is called that great and terrible wilderness in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 19. The detailed account of these journeyings and wanderings is given in Numbers chapter 33. It is first mentioned in Genesis 14 and verse 6. In it, that is where Ishmael dwelt. Now there's hints and helps for the teachers. This lesson is in the book of Numbers, the fourth book of the Pentateuch. It is called Numbers because it gives the number of the children of Israel when they first left Egypt, and also when the 40 years of wilderness journey had ended. When numbered the first time at Sinai, all the males 20 years old and upward, except the Levites, were 603,550, Numbers chapter 1 and verse 46. And all the males of the Levites, a month old and upward, were 22,000, Numbers 3, verses 39 and 45 through 47. This would make the whole number of all men, women, and children between 2 and 3 millions. When numbered the second time in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, all the males except the Levites were 601,730, Numbers 26:51, and the Levites were 23,000, Numbers 26:62. But among these there was not a man of them that was numbered by Moses and Aaron at Sinai, except for Joshua and Caleb, Numbers 26:63-65. This book gives the order of their camp, the order in which they marched, and how the tabernacle was taken down, and who did it, and how it was carried, and who did it, and how it was set up when they camped, and an account of their journeys. It tells of the trials, rebellions, punishment, deliverances, conquest, etc., of the children of Israel, and of the justice, mercy, and providence of God, covering the period of the sojourn in the wilderness, almost 40 years, beginning with the history of the Israelites. On the first day of the second month in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, Numbers chapter 1 and verse 1. This is a most interesting and instructive book. Now we're going to be looking at that, and as I look ahead in this lesson, there's going to be a recapitulation of some of the things we have studied. We'll read about how the children of Israel set forward on their journeys, and then that great invitation, "Come thou with us, and we will do thee good." And the meaning of those words, "Thou shalt be unto us instead of eyes," and how the children journeyed in obedience to God.